Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here.
All right, I have a question for you.
What's up?
All right, so the Flash mob was angry at us because of our review last week. So if you had, and they captured you and a group of people, and now it's like a horror Saw-esque type experiment. My question is, who is your dream team? Your five-person squad that would escape, everybody lives in this scenario.
Do that be real-life people?
Yes.
Dang it. All right. So actually, first up, Keanu Reeves. All right. Because this man is trained. He trained. He real life John Wick. All right. So that's number one. Number two, I'm gonna need a solid guy, you know, someone with pure strength. Give me The Rock. Mm-hmm. And then just to add on to the strength, give me Vin Diesel. All right, so that's a solid core. That's a solid core three.
You might have internal strife within the team. Look,
listen. As long as I get out, that's all that matters. Well, actually, as long as me and Keanu gets out, we good. We straight. Okay. And then we're gonna have ourselves. But if we do have some strife, you know what? This is where our next two picks come in. Right, next there's a couple of boxes. We got ourselves some Floyd Mayweather. And then we got ourselves our boy in his Mike Tyson.
Oh,
again, we got solid folks, and we got solid hitters out here in the streets. All right, I'm set. Okay.
So I was thinking more of people that you know personally. So for my squad, I would go with my little sister and my second oldest brother for sure, because they would definitely like have their minds like in it, be locked in. I would have my oldest sister, but the problem is she has kids. So you know how sometimes it is in movies where it's just kind of like, it's like that subplot where they have your kids and it's like you get betrayed at the end. So, but she's like me and my second oldest brother, where it's just like, watches horror movies, studies it, going to be completely locked in, but we got to do like a probationary period first. And then for my last person, I'm getting you, because when we went to the theaters and we were watching the preview for The Nun, we were already locked in.
Exactly. You knew what was going to happen. I knew when it was going to happen.
That's what I need on my squad. Everyone locked in.
Yep. And all right. So in my actual real life personal squad, of course, you got to be in there because we locked in. I would take my sister, but she kind of faced some challenges right now. I don't know if she's physically up to it. But if she's in her prime, then boom, she's immediately locked in. In her prime, she immediately locked in. Get my dad, because he, again, as part of the
three Demetriuses right there, we're good.
As part of the police, we locked in. So we immediately getting out. Next up, we have to get our boy Dante.
Mm.
He's solid. He in there. I heard he takes martial arts. He good. He solid. So of course, we got just nothing but brothers, and then my sister. But again, you notice the common theme between both lists.
That works out. We making it. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meet Meets presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
So you can already tell, listeners, our energy is back after last week's train wreck of a movie that we had to watch. It completely wrecked the podcast. We're never talking about that again. So we're moving forward.
What episode?
It's in the shadow realm now. So with that, we are going to do our movie review of The Blackening, a movie that we both were super excited for. It forced us to like break our rule of not seeing movies together, but it was definitely worth it. So hit us with the legal spiegel so we can get into it.
Man, the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised. Let's get it.
Yes. So with that, we're just like moving forward talking about blackening. We're going to take a break next week. Although you will hear our first episode of the Secret Invasion, many episodes that we're going to start dropping for the Marvel Secret Invasion kind of arc. With that, when we come back, we're going to get into cartoons, a retro episode, talk about like the shows and cartoons that made us. And then we're going to follow that up with a cartoon draft, which we're super excited for. So with that, we can get into our What's Hot.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about it real quick. In the anime scene, we still have One Piece. We still have One Piece going dummy with the animation, and I know it's about to pop off real soon. In the anime, specifically the anime, and we know like the Black Clover movie just yes. dropped. I know our dear co-host here has seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
It's on my to-do list. It's on my to-do list this weekend. And then Demon Slayer.
I'm so mad at you that you did not warn me that episode would put me in the emotional roller coaster.
Oh man, I knew what was going to happen in the events of that episode. I knew what depths we were about to go. All I had to say is it was time.
I was going through it, man.
Yep, you was emotionally going through it, and I'm just here like, all right, how are they going to animate this? How are they going to make this look good? So and then we got that. Then cutting over to the comic book scene, still have Summer of Symbiotes going stupid. I still have my all of my variants for the Venom the Other. We out here grinding for these covers. We have ourselves KLC Press. We have The Schlub, which is coming out soon. We also have To Kill Your Darlings. That's coming out in September. So go ahead, pre-order those comics. Come on. King Spawn still going stupid. Killadelphia going crazy. I can't wait for October to hit when we get our faded crossover. Vanish is done. I'm a little saddened by it, but it's currently shaping up to be done for right now. Eight issues, and we're not gonna talk about it. Getting into depression for a great episode. So let's keep on moving, right? Let's go ahead and talk about movies, shall we? So first thing, this is something that was actually just revealed recently at the time of this recording. At the time you're hearing it, you probably heard it already. But apparently, Across the Spider-Verse is extra. They released multiple versions of the movie in theaters. Ooh. With small changes, like changes in dialogue and changes in like certain animations. Ooh. So the versions that you see in the theater may not necessarily be the same one that your friend might have seen, which is wild.
That's wild. I actually saw that this morning. You're right. Yeah.
I'm just here like, how is that? I've seen it multiple times, but I have not noticed such differences.
We're in the multiverse.
Yep. This is the timeline. Fortunately, this isn't my canon event yet. So it's still shaping up to be good for your boy.
You can have good canon events.
Do we though? but now let's talk about the actual No, I'm not gonna talk about it. Let's see what you have before we get into our next segment about our real canon event.
So just some like movie and TV shows announcements. So by the time we come back and post July 4th, we will be on the precipice of Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 of Bleach, the 1,000-year blood war, part 2. Spy Family was announced for a movie that's coming out this year, and then Konosuba is getting a season 3 dropping next year. So with that, yeah, any thoughts before you want to get something off your chest?
I'm for those anime, my body is ready. that's all I need to say before we get into this one. All right, let's talk about the canon event. Jinshu. And unfortunately, this canon event is something that I desperately wanted to avoid, but unfortunately, Miguel O'Hara stopped me at every single turn. The Kraven the Hunter movie finally got a trailer. It is actually dropping. All right. So first of all, having a Kraven the Hunter movie without Spider-Man, have Sony not learned their lesson after Morbius, after the two-time champion of flopping at the theaters?
I wanted to ask you, is Morbius worse than The Flash?
At this point, I put them on even tiers.
Okay.
But if I'm being real personal about it, I would rather watch Morbius.
Keep going.
Because of my personal feelings. All right. So continuing on. So first things first, here's the things that really irks me about this movie, besides the fact that it's being made. Firstly, is the fact that that they have our boy Bullet Hole Quicksilver. He playing Kraven, but he ain't Kraven. You know what I'm saying? He don't have no accent. They made this man a prep school boy. They made this man act like he just came back from a trip from Europe. And I'm talking about one of them cross-country trips. You know those type of people, and the entitled ones, the type to be in a submarine, if you will. But in any case, he has no accent. Secondly, somehow he gets his powers from the blood of a lion, to which I'm just here like, ain't no way. Because his powers is supposed to come from Calypso, from a potion, all right? So if anything, he gets a potion from that, not from a stupid lion. What do you think this is? Does getting your blood in every single animal get you powers? Do I have to go find the blood of a spider and inject it to myself? Is that how I become the Spider-Man of Earth 1? Is that how it goes? But here's the real thing that truly pissed me off, all right? So, what rating is this movie?
R.
It's rated R, all right? So, you see blood in this movie. What rating is Venom?
PG-13.
What rating is Let There Be Carnage?
PG-13.
How? How, Suede? How in the world is Kraven the Hunter deserving of the R rating, but a character literally named Carnage, whose whole purpose in life is to cause mass murder on a global scale, whose symbiote is in his bloodstream, not rated R?
We gotta sell toys to kids.
I don't. You're trying to sell toys with Kraven. You're trying to sell toys with Kraven, and you're going. And not only that, you dragged poor Russell Crowe into this. You dragged my boy into this, who has more of a Kraven accent than Kraven. Nah, I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Nah, Venom and Carnage deserved better. Sony, y'all proved that y'all just cannot handle live action Spider-Man. Just give it up. Give the rights back to Disney full time. And then, you know what? Just keep the Spider-Verse. Just keep doing what you're doing with the animated. Actually, yeah, just keep doing what y'all doing for that. Next year is about to be popping. I just need that movie to finish. And then you just give everything over to Disney, because we clearly can't trust you anymore with live action nonsense. And I swear, if I see Morbius in this movie, if I see Michael Keaton Vulture just pop up out of nowhere, be like, hey, I know this has something to do with Spider-Man, and you don't confirm which Spider-Man this is or which verse this is in, nah, get out of here. I don't even care if this movie somehow has Venom in it. I don't even know if I even care, because this movie, I'm not seeing it in theaters. I promise you that. I promise you I'm not giving my money to this. All right. So that's all I got for this.
Did you want to talk about the One Piece live action?
Oh yeah, so all right, so here are my quick thoughts on the One Piece trailer. It semi looks decent, okay? It looks decent. And knowing that Oda is actually over it, is like executive producer, it's cool. My problem is it's still a live action adaptation of an anime. And you, and do you know how many that have been released that were actually good?
I know the Bleach movie was good.
How many did we actually see that was good?
It's not.
So you said just Bleach, right?
Yes.
How many bad ones are there?
A lot. the American Death Note.
Do I even need to mention, well, DBE?
Lord have mercy.
See, I can't even say the full name because it just leaves bad taste in my mouth. So you know what? Hey, let's just move on. Let's get into some happiness, all right?
All right, so we're going to take a quick little break to kind of boost ourselves up and then jump into it. All right, so we're back for the Blackening. We don't really need any pre-spoiler chat. I don't think there's anything you need to prep for going into the movie. All I will ask before we get into spoilers is, what did this movie do to you post the last week that we had?
It filled me with just complete and utter joy. To be frank, I was actually in fear of my entire life after I left the theater, because I started feeling some chest contractions. I didn't know if I needed to go to the hospital or not, because I was just I was dying. All right, I was dying of laughter. The fact that I lost my voice that next day was kind of crazy. My coworkers were asking me like, bro, what happened? All I had to say was the Blackening. That's all I could muster, because my throat was hurting. So all in all, you just know that this is going to be a positive for me.
Yeah, this one definitely lifted our spirits. Again, like I said, seeing it in the same theater at the same time, we were like, for a lot of parts that we'll kind of get into, we were like literally locked in, as we said, just like knowing what was going to happen, being like, this is how you should respond. And then the characters on the screen will respond. So this is definitely uplifting. Definitely happy to do this episode after. Yeah, so let's keep going. So with that, we are going to get into the Blackening spoilers in 3, 2, 1. So, kicking off, I think we can kind of speed run this since it was a very simple plot, but we open with our boy, Jay Farrow, and his girl, and then they're called Sean and Morgan, I believe.
Yep.
So with that, they're at a cabin, mistake number one, but kind of just like the lights get all shaky, whatever. They go to the game room, and then it's all of a sudden, boom, you know, the TV cuts on. Racist Jigsaw pops up on the TV and it's like, hey, you got to play this game in order to live. And the first question, which had us both like just like racking our brains, was, what, name five characters that survived, the black characters that survived a horror movie.
This was crazy, because I had to dig deep. I had to start thinking. I was running through, I was like, movie, like, give me a movie. It was like, nope, black person died there. Nope, black person died there. Dang it, black person died there too. I was starting to slowly lose my mind. But eventually I came upon, here are my choices, right? There's Reggie from Friday the 13th, part 5. He's actually a black kid, so kids count. We got Chris and our boy from Get Out. You got Nope, you got Us. All right, that's four right there. Boom, immediately. And nice. Then we got the cast from the movie Bones. I don't know if anybody here remembers the movie Bones, but that's the horror movie that Snoop Dogg starred in. So
interesting.
I had to go with the black movies, because I'm like, if it was a white cast, we weren't making it.
So with that, the game starts. They can't name it. The time runs out. Then Sean gets isekai with an arrow through the throat. And then this part was funny. Morgan was climbing up the stairs and got smashed into the shadow realm.
she got that quarantine. She got that wreck treatment. If you know, you know.
I was like, ain't no way you got snatched just down the stairs. You disappeared
into the darkness.
Yeah, so with that, we get into just like the opening scene, everyone like arriving to the cabin. So we have our first squad. We have our girl Lisa, also Allison and Dwayne rolling in the car. They're just like talking about, you know, just the trip. And then Lisa, Dwayne is like, as long as Namdi isn't there, I'm gonna be good, because you know no one told him that he was gonna arrive. So we kind of learned throughout the movie that Namdi and Lisa both dated back when they were in college, and then he cheated on her continuously, and then Dwayne was there to support her every time. And we get our first look of something that like we thought was just funny at first, but like really tied into the story later, is that Lisa and Allison would look at each other and then it would like in their brains just be talking, you know, like how sometimes we can just like give that look to each other.
Yep. It's literally a power that all Black people have. You just need to tap into it. You just look at each other. You just immediately locked in. You know exactly what the other thinking. It's insane. And it's hilarious.
Basically us, the 2 hours we were in the movie theater.
Yes, it really was. We were just like.
So, and then on the other converging path, we have our girl Shanika. She was just cruising. So she pulls up to a gas station and she was rocking like me when Glorilla comes on in the car. So she walks into the gas station and we see that there are two supposed ops just in the gas station. So one of them is kind of redneck missing an eye, and other was just like this older redneck type of dude giving her the look. So like the one missing her eyes is like really, he's like kind of stalkish with her. And then she runs into Clifton, who also went to college with them. And Clifton is, no one gets his name right, which was so disappointing at first.
I mean, well, firstly, the man had an eye. I mean, he didn't have an iPhone. He had an Android. All right. So that was mistake number one as a Black man. Is like, listen, you can't have Androids around here with us. It's iPhone or you have no phone. All right. you might as well just claim, listen, I don't even have a phone. All right. Or I can't afford an iPhone. And yeah, Clifton, he's kind of like the nerd. He has like a lisp and, you know, the glasses. He has like a weird way of walking and just all that good jazz. So I just let you know he was the stereotypical Black nerd, which I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do us that dirty?
So the first trio, they pull up to the cabin. We see our boy King, who is getting profiled by Ranger White over here.
Literally a name. That's crazy.
And so like with that King, Fro, light-skinned dude, and then he was just saying, hey, we rented this cabin. I couldn't get in with the passcode. Ranger White was like, hey, yo, the people that own this place usually don't rent. And they were like, yeah, to us. So with that, moving forward, Namdi pulls up out and he's like, hey, Lisa, hey, Allison. And Dwayne is like, yo, I'm not having this. So he walks away. And then Allison pops a Molly in his mouth.
No, that was Lisa who popped.
Yes, you're right. You're right. They popped that Molly for him.
Like he's like, listen, bro, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you about Namdi, but I'm gonna need you to Molly right in his mouth. I'm like, hey, oh no, nah. And of course the Molly hits him nearly immediately, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy. But moving on, right? Of course, everybody is gathering in. They trying to settle in. They wondering like where Morgan and Sean at. They think like, all right, they about to arrive late. As we all do, unfortunately, stereotyping the Black delegation. But then we get an excellent scene of spades. All right. An excellent game of spades, which I'm just like, yeah. Oh, wait. But before that, we have King, you know, played by Vine star Melvin Gregg. He and Namdi are talking and and at the same time, King is making Kool-Aid.
Diabetes juice.
Look, He followed the instructions, all right? He used one, he used the pack, he used vodka, and then he used, he poured in sugars till the ancestors told him to stop, all right? So yes. he locked in, but unfortunately, according to everybody else, it was too sweet. And
it's this liable, is important.
And it's liable to give you cramps. So mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, all right? We sure didn't until it happened, all right? But yeah, and then we cut to spades. We have the guys, which was Namdi and King versus Allison and Lisa. And you just see like, all right, it's just a regular game of spades. If you in the Black community, you know how intense it gets. And the girls, they doing the mind trick again. No, they just look at each other. It's like, hello, you got that spade, you got that big blind. It's like, yeah, I do. Just roll with it. And the girls end up whooping the guys, and I'm just like, dang. Come on, guys, you gotta lock in, man.
So I have a question. When are we gonna run pockets and spades? But I feel like if we play together, that might end the podcast.
So here's the thing, right? If we play together, we have to be on the same team. Because if we are going against each other, I will do everything in my power to screw you over at every turn. We have to lock in. And plus, we can't even look at each other because we'd immediately know what we have in each other's hands.
It's going to be like full counter.
Yes. I would have to find a way to bluff you. And that would be crazy. So yeah, it's going to have to be me and you versus Afropuff Samurai and I don't know who else.
Person of her choosing.
Victim of her choice.
So we calling them out?
Yes. We calling you out. We need to run a game of spades. I have decks upon decks of cards. I can... And if you need to learn, then go ask your granddaddy because I ain't here to coddle you. So yeah, moving on.
So back to the movie. So in a really cool scene, we see that toxicity always wins in the end. And Namdi and Lisa are back together. So they have a quick scene where they hook up. And just like that, you kind of see again the spookiness of the house, lights flickering, doors closing randomly from time to time. And then our boy, Dwayne, again, who was one of the most locked in people in this entire movie, he's downstairs.
On a Molly.
Yes.
On a Molly. He's locked in.
So he's downstairs. The door is kind of weird or whatever. And it's so funny. Like the door was like slightly cracked. And then I reached out and I was like, close the door in my seat. And he did the exact same thing. And he turned to me and was like, let's go. And then our girl Shanika pops up and she's like, surprises him. So then we get it cracking. And then as soon as she walks in the door with Clifton, she sees Lisa. She like, she doesn't have a filter. Let's put it like that. So so with that, Namdi and Lisa get exposed. I can't say what she said, but they get exposed. And then everyone turns to Dwayne. And Dwayne is like, I'm not going to blow up. I'm here to have a good time. But
I
later,
have no enemies.
Yes. So when they get to that the next round of spades, he doesn't even throw shade. He throws like the entire shadow tree.
Ooh, it was good. And another thing is the fact that like Clifton, he wanted to play, but he didn't know how. So They all told him like, listen, bro, we can't have you in. And if you part of the black delegation, you tried to learn spades from the adults at the adults table at the family reunion, you knew what response they were going to get. You knew what time it was. If you didn't know, you were not allowed at the table. You were not allowed to be associated at the table. You were not allowed to speak. You just had to stand there and look at the game. And hope that you learned the rules.
Yes. And this is important for later on. So then we get to the shenanigans, all the lights cut, and the entire just like crew has to kind of look for different things. And with that, they go to the basement. Again, it says game room. Originally in the movie, it had the game room sign taken off of it, which was really interesting because when you first see it with Morgan and Sean, it has the game room tag on it. So they go downstairs and then all of a sudden, again, blackening. Racist Jigsaw pops up, the menstrual Jigsaw, if you will. And then he's just like, hey, if you don't play this game, you gotta, Morgan is gonna die. So we see that Morgan's alive, escape the Shadow Realm. And they get a good round of the blackening. I mean, they were answering all the questions, but the one question that of course would mess them up is one of the most divisive shows in our community, Friends.
It's like, name... I think five guests, black actors who guest starred on Friends, and they all started giving answers, which was hilarious because even I was like, who in the world? I didn't know any. So I immediately probably would have got that wrong. But in actual reality, I actually would have got it right because the answer was, black people appeared on Friends? So I would have got the question right. I was locked in without even locking in.
I was like, fam, I don't want Friends. What? Who watches that? So all the people that watch Friends, we don't apologize.
I don't.
So with that, it gets into kind of what you see in the trailer, where it's just like, you guys lost the game. And so, but with that, something we also need to point out, all of their pieces are very personalized. So each piece in the game that the, like in Monopoly, there's different pieces. So the pieces in the blackening, all of them were personalized to different people in the room, like very specifically. So with that, they get into the next question, which is vote for the person that you feel is the most black or the blackest person in the room. And the way they just all turn on each other. And our theater was dying laughing at this part.
Oh my good. Oh my Lord. I was dying at this scene because it was just, it was quick. It was hilarious. Cause like, all right, King actually brought a gun, and he was the gangster one. But then Namdi was literally the blackest from Africa.
Yes.
Nikwa, she just fires off the N-word like it's out of going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all try to turn on Allison, but Allison, she's like, nah, I'm half white. So you're going to use my blackness when it's most convenient, but every other time you're going to say I'm white. The entire time it's kind of crazy. But unfortunately, they all turned to Clifton.
Who definitely wasn't the blackest person in the room, but some of his explanations were wild, to say the least, and we'll leave it at that. But they voted to get him up out of here, and Clifton was hurt. You could see it in his face. So he went out with to kind of fight back, and he got Isekai. Yes. He got Isekai as well with an arrow to the chest, if you will. So with that, the door is unlocked. All of them try to escape initially, or I think they try to skip initially, then go back and it's locked again. But the minstrel Jigsaw again says, hey, you got 3 minutes. The doors in the house are going to be unlocked, and then the door to the outside is going to be unlocked. So do what you will. And Allison, before that actually happened, Morgan escapes from her chair because she has the world's strongest weave.
Yep. And then she tries to leave, but unfortunately she gets caught lacking. Gets taken out, and then like King tries to like help her with the gun, and he gets shot with an arrow immediately in the arm.
Yes.
Twice in the same spot. Like that level of luck is impeccable. But and then also while trying to pull out the arrow, Allison ends up stabbing herself. Like how? And as such, our boy Shaniqua, our girl Shaniqua, she's like, all right, hey, I got painkillers, and gives it to both King and Allison, but she gives like more to Allison.
Mm-hmm.
And then King sees what's on the bottle. It's Adderall. I'm telling you, I was like, oh, they about to go dummy. And immediately Allison's like, whoa.
Yo, she's a space cadet at that point in time.
Yep, she gone. She on another planet. And she also votes to, and this is when her white side comes out. She makes probably the whitest decision in this movie, apart from everybody getting in a cabin in the woods.
Yes. Is,
let's split up.
We get
half the crew to like run outside and go get help.
And that's Team Lightskin.
Yes, it's all the light skin. So Shaniqua, King, and Allison, they all leaving out. Mm-hmm. And then you have all the others.
Team Dark Skin.
Team Dark Skin, Dwayne, Namdi, and Lisa, they just want to stay inside and just, you know, fortify up. You know, Lisa got herself like a little vase.
Candlestick.
Candlestick, something. Dwayne, he out here got a meat tenderizer. And then I forgot what Namdi had.
He had hands. That's all he had.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. So then they split up like idiots. And from there, we get two diversion paths. So with the Team Lightskin, they in the woods. Allison is losing her mind. Again, she out here in different she in a different solar system right now. King is trying his best to like keep her together. But of course,
he has a bad arm.
Yeah, he had a bad arm. And you can tell, like, the Adderall is about to slowly get him. And then, oh, yeah, and he has, like, a pocket knife. Because, of course, he dropped the gun.
Yes.
Obviously. And then Shaniqua, she just, like, Listen, hey, if I just swim across the lake, I'll swim across the lake because I'm defying that stereotype, unlike you other two bozos. And then I'll go get help. So, of course, the killer in blackface, well, in a blackface mask, mind you, he got his crossbow. Allison, she just dipped. She's somewhere else. Literally, yeah. I'm not talking about like her mental. She's somewhere else. And then you got King, who's in a tree trying to be lookout, and he tried. And old boy keeps he keep missing that arrow. He keep missing the arrows. But then King decides, like, all right, I'm gonna just jump down and try to get him. Unfortunately, he drops the knife.
Yep,
which lets the killer just go. He just looks up. And then King just comes in and just starts giving him hands.
Yes. I love that part.
I love it because white boy, he could not fight.
He could not box.
He had no hands. He was just done for.
Yeah, King was certified pocket runners with two of his hands. But
with again, one hand. He was
yes, you're right. You're right. Because he tried using his left one and it really hurt because of the wound. But because of that diabetes juice he had earlier, he caught a cramp.
Yep. And I put him on the ground, and then Allison just finally had the Adderall fully in her system. She finally back on planet Earth, and she pulled out the whole Rambo, like dirt on her face, and she goes in with some martial arts maneuvers. She pulling some Kill Bill,
some X-23.
She pulling. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, that's right. She did because she had like three
of the crossbow bolts, yeah.
Arrows at Wolverine calls and just bink, bink, giving this man the entire treatment, the X-Men treatment. We're crazy.
So then they pull off his mask. Shanika comes back from the water, pull off his mask. It turns out to be the dude from the gas station earlier that was missing an eye, which kind of explains why he can't box, because he literally can't defend himself from one side. So with that, we go back to the... So that we go back to Team Darkskin, and they run into Danger White. They run into Ranger White, who is who you think at this time is still an op. And this part was funny too, because he was like, "Yo," they were like, "Don't get familiar," because he was like, "Yo, I'm the type you could." Oh, they said, "What would you do if you get invited to the cookout?" He said, "I wouldn't go respectfully because my presence would make everyone uncomfortable."
Yeah, see, he was locked in. He's like, "Hey, don't get comfortable, white boy." as soon as he leaves, like the frame, everybody else like, "Oh no, we grabbing our weapons."
Yes,
because they still don't trust this man.
So with that, he leads them all to his ranger car. But then he gets out because he wants to investigate something. And then I'm literally in my seat. I'm like, "Yo, leave the keys. Leave the keys." I got like Halloween kills flashbacks. I was like, "Fam, leave the keys. Don't take the keys for us." And then they look into the car and they find another menstrual jigsaw mask. So with that, they're like, "Okay, so he's an op." And then arrows start flying. He's like, "Yo, help me out, help me out. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. I just found it. That's why I came to help you guys." And then he gets hit with an arrow to the throat. And that's GG. So with that, they try to escape the car. Namdi and Lisa leave because Dwayne said he's kind of trapped with the arrow fire. He's like, "Yo, leave me. It's okay." And he's like, "Why are you leaving me? Don't leave me.
Leave me. I didn't mean that seriously."
So they flee back into the house, the two of them, and they hide within just like the vents of the cabin. And with that, they see the dude. He's kind of stalking them. So we find out that there's actually two killers at the time that are hunting people. So because they have different boots. And we learned that once Team Lightskin takes out their op. So with that, Dwayne plays some music to kind of draw his attention away, but he knows they're in the vents and he's so mad and he's like, "Scoot over, let me in." And they just start, him and Lisa just start fighting because he's like, "Yo, you're trying to like leave me behind with that. And then I was always the one to support you, but you always want to go to Mr. Toxic over here." yada, yada, yada. And then Namdi, who was locked in as well, was like, yo, this is not the time for this argument to occur. But then also the killer was locked in because he did that thing, which I haven't seen before in a horror movie, where he stopped the jammer, which caused all their phones to go off with like the different like alerts and things. So he knew where they were at. Well, he at least knew they were in the house, and then he was always about to find them. And then another thing that I really liked, a Chekhov's gun, if you will. Throughout the entire movie, Dwayne was like, when I get nervous, I throw up. So he said that. And then like multiple times he was like gagging, but he didn't puke. But then this one time in this disgusting scene, the killer like was right there at the vent looking at them, and Dwayne threw up right on him. Hey,
threw up right in his face. And this man fell down the stairs. And then from that, all three of them decided, let's run his pockets.
We fight back.
And they whoop this fool. They whoop his full behind.
Lisa turned him into a puddle of mud, if you will.
Put him in a pack. Put him on a t-shirt. And then, and at the same time, like, essentially, like, she is just venting all her frustrations at Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, how I'm, it's, like, listen, I can make control of my life. You stupid. Why do women have to save all the black men?
So with that, and then Dwayne and Namdi are rightfully scared of her. Then Team Lightskin comes back into the house, and they're like, oh, what are we supposed to do now? So we kill both of the killers. Let's like figure out what's going on. Earlier in the movie, Team Darkskin like saw that in the basement there was like where they were keeping Morgan at, and then kind of there was a well and stuff like that. So they go down, three of them plus Shanika, and then we see that Ranger White is dead sitting there, and then also a dead Clifton, which we presume. But then on the video, they see something weird where it's just kind of like the clippings and stuff like that, where it's like this old lady got hit by a car and then she ended up like dying. And then there was like a manslaughter charge on it. And then our boy Clifton rises up and he's like, I've been the mastermind all along. And the thing is, like, I got the suspicion that he wasn't dead, but I didn't know he was like going to be the main. I knew a black person was behind all of it, but I didn't know it was going to be him. So with that, like, he's like, I'm behind everything. And you know why I did all of this? Because years ago when we were back in college, we were playing spades and I reneged and you took my black card away from me and wouldn't let me do it. So I got drunk that night, got in the car, and then I hit this old lady and had to do a manslaughter charge.
I was in prison for 4 years, which is kind of crazy. But so yeah, he full villain. He got like explosives like wrapped around him. He got the crossbow ready to shoot. And essentially he's like, all right, we gonna play this game again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish the blackening. All right, Lisa, who here is the blackest? And then, and like she's, at first like her and Shanika, they looking at each other, they doing the mind melding thing. They're like, look, we know what, I'm not gonna do it, but like I may have to. And like Dwayne mind melds with Namdi.
Yes.
To which Namdi's like, wait, hold on. I didn't know we guys could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was only a girl thing. It's like, listen, you just have to lock in. Just have to lock in. But listen, I go high. No, you go high, I go low. And then probably the funniest thing ever happens. So they about to go on with the plan, right? But then Dwayne looks at Clifton. And Clifton gives that look. And he's just like, wait. And Dwayne just thinking is it, like, wait. Do you hear me? He's like, and then Clifton go like, yeah, fool, I'm black.
Man, we were rolling out of our seats. Oh, man, that was funny.
Oh, man, okay. Yeah, so yeah, I was like, yeah, you idiot. I'm LinkedIn too. So you lost your element of surprise. So let's do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, who the black is? And Lisa go like, all right, it's gonna be me. It's like, whoa, hold on. And then Clifton goes on a Riddler from the Batman-esque meltdown. And see, like, no, you have to choose somebody else. You play by the rules. And at the same time, Allison and King, they locked in. Both of them, like, they get the jammer and like the light. Well, get the thing from one of the dead guys to turn off the lights.
Yes.
So he does precisely that, which gives Dwayne the ability to like just fight Clifton. And of course, Shaniqua, she gets the crossbow and she's aiming it, but of course she can't see in the dark. So it's like, no, both of them are trying to confuse her.
Yes.
And she's like,
okay. We won't repeat what she said directly.
He's like, hey, say something, Dwayne. Say something that let me know that it's you. That ain't what she said, but
it is not.
And then Dwayne just go, hey, that is really offensive. And then he's like, gotcha. Bam! Shoots Clifton right in the chest, and then they knock him into the well where Morgan and Sean's bodies are.
Yes. And then we hear some laughter towards the end of it. But after that, oh yeah, Clifton also shoots Nnamdi in the chest because he takes it for Lisa. So love wins in the end. But with that, the last part, which was really funny, they were like, all right, we gotta get help. Should we call the cops? And they were dying laughing. I was like, no, let's not do that. And then they're like, oh, but the car tires got slashed. We actually do need help to get out of here.
So it's like, oh, and then Dwayne comes up with a great idea. He changes clothes off screen, and then he calls the fire department. He's like, hey, listen, the fire department, they're sure to help us, right? Only to get hit with a 1963 Birmingham experience.
Yeah,
they got hit by the hose.
They got hit by Blastoise, man. The hydro pump.
They got hit with a water spout. They got hit with hydro pump, hydro surf. They just got hit with it. It was hilarious. And that's how the movie ends.
Yeah. But with that, again, the laughing of maybe Clifton. So hopefully there's a Blackening 2 in the future. So we will definitely be there for that.
Oh, my goodness. I had not laughed in so long, bro.
Dude, that was so funny. That was such a funny movie.
Oh, I'm actually in tears right now just recapping just that experience, bro.
Ah, yes. And then we also saw it right on Juneteenth, which was a special too.
Yep, we were locked in. I forgot what shirts. Well, I knew you had like a black pants shirt. I forgot what shirt I was wearing that day.
I was wearing a Nation of Domination WWE shirt, specially signed. So, yeah.
Yep. I forgot what shirt I was wearing. I'm sure it was Blackening, but but we were locked in.
Yes. So I don't think we need to do any like deep conversation with that. We can go straight into awards, I'm thinking.
Yes. Yes, we do. There's nothing more to see here.
All right. So let's get ready for our Blackening Awards. So these awards are almost all new. They're kind of going to be very different from my perspective, at least. But for our first award, whose man's is this? And this could go to none other than Clifton. He wasn't technically invited to the party, but he invited himself because he was the mastermind. But literally throughout the entire movie, everyone got this man's name wrong. He was just like completely lost. He was out of place in this friend group. And just like Clifton, come on, man. Whose man's is this? Come get this award.
All right. And then for mine, it's the spotlight is yours. This goes to none other than Dwayne. He was the goat this movie. He down hilarious. And he also came up with the come up with the MVP, with the whole throwing up, with protecting the crew. He was a real one. He was hilarious, especially when he was on the Molly. So Dwayne, come get this spotlight is yours.
And before you sit down, Dwayne, you can also get a friend you can rob a bank with. He was down for Lisa since day one back in college. And again, throughout this entire movie, he was helping. He was consistent. He was locked in. So you are also a friend you can rob a bank with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then my next award is the Gruesome Death Award. This goes up none other than to Killer Number 2, who got his face smashed in by Lisa in her rampage. It was so crazy that they couldn't even show it on screen. That is how vile this woman's rampage was against that killer. And I'm just like, you go, girl, but dang. I mean, rightfully deserved, but geez. So yeah, Killer Number 2. I know you in the afterlife right now, but hey, get this award.
And while you're in the afterlife with your brother, you both can get the Mess Around and Find Out Award. Both of you decided to play these stupid games and, you know, got hired by Clifton because you wanted to, you know, take out some black people. But y'all messed around with the wrong group and y'all found out real quick what happened. So come get this award.
With zero hands. It's crazy. And then finally, this award is the Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. You were all, the entire cast, everybody, Shaniqua, Lisa, Allison, Dwayne, Namdi, King, all six of y'all come down for this award. Because yes. All six of y'all were locked in this movie. All of y'all worked together to make sure y'all survived. And I love y'all for that. In the black community, we locked in. We here. So all six of y'all can get this award because y'all deserve it. Yes. Now, just don't fight over who's the MVP.
Well, we're actually about to fight over that because we're not doing tiers for this movie. It was just a movie that we kind of didn't need to do tiers for. We're doing the locked in rankings. So for all the characters, we're ranking the least locked in to the most locked in. But I have a question, because this is going to be tough. Does Clifton, do we just exclude him? Because he's either going to be last or he's going to be first, technically.
I say exclude him because he's the op. Like, he's the op. He's the mastermind. He ain't locked in with all of us.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so for number six, I'm thinking Allison. Let's talk this out, because she was acting very like ditzy throughout most of the movie up until she did the Wolverine thing towards the end. So like the split up thing, I don't think she was the one that tripped, but like she was just acting weird throughout this movie. She was just like she wasn't locked in even in the blackening, the original game. She was just kind of like not focused on the door and different things like that. So I think she was the least. She came in late, but she was the least compared to everyone else.
You know what? I'm inclined to agree, especially because like her white side was coming out way too often in this movie, which was kind of crazy. I'd say like it was because of the white, it was because of the split up moment. That was the one that was like, oh nah, you ain't locked in, baby girl. You should know better. Every other character was like, don't you dare say split up. Everybody, all the other five knew, do not say split up. You were the only one that said it. But I mean, they still went with it anyways. But still, the fact that everybody else knew to not split up, you was the least locked in.
All right. So number five and four, I'm open to conversation. So at five, I have Lisa, just because she was arguing in like moments where like situational awareness didn't call for it. So like when they were in the vent, she was arguing with Dwayne. When she got down, she was arguing with Dwayne and then King. And then like kind of like, you know, her wanting to get it in, she wasn't really focused on like the situation initially in the movie as well.
That's a very fair one. That's very fair. I was also going to say like, who was it? Who was the one that was just like, oh no, wait, never mind. Actually, no, she was the least locked in between the two of them. Yep. Yeah, she definitely deserved it. Just out of her ditziness for that part of the movie.
Yes. So cool. For number four, I have King, because that diabetes juice kicked in later. And then after that, like he was on it initially, like getting the gun to like kind of help Morgan. But then once that Adderall and then diabetes juice kicked in, he was kind of slacking in what he needed to do.
I mean, But would you really say that's because he didn't lock in?
I feel like he wasn't like completely.
Those were kind of, especially the fact he got shot twice.
Yes.
And Adderall, like that. Okay, the cramp scene, yeah, that was all him. That was all his fault. Like that part, yeah, that's a little bit inexcusable. But I say like he was pretty solid like throughout most of it. Right?
See, I can debate because at number three I have Namdi.
I can debate like those two because it's like Namdi really was not like that for like a good most of the movie. He was doing absolutely nothing.
See, that's the thing. He was solid, but he wasn't bringing it down. He wasn't bringing it up really. That's kind of the thing. But Kang, he had that one down moment where he wasn't locked in. So that's why I was just like debating.
Then again, he didn't.
That sounds funny.
He dropped the gun.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, because we can drop King. No, Namdi to four. Then King moves up to three.
Yeah, because like he dropped the gun.
Yes.
Like we can understand why King would drop the gun because he got shot in the arm.
Yes.
Namdi did not have such an excuse.
That's true. All right. So number two, only because number one is unquestionable, but number two, we got Shanika. She was definitely locked in.
Oh yeah, 100%. There was no doubt about it. She was out here. She's the only one that swam. She was able to dodge them arrows like a true queen. She was hilarious. She was able to shoot Clifton in the dark. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Shanika was locked in. But
and
number one,
Adderall.
Yes, number one has to be Dwayne. MVP. He was locked in.
From start to finish, his black senses were 100% in there. His black card is never going to be revoked. He will never be uninvited from the cookout ever.
And he was on Molly for 90% of the movie.
Exactly, he was on Molly for most, if not the entire movie. That which is crazy that you were locked in even when under the influence.
So with that, speaking of removing black cards. Start playing the music, please. With that, this is going to be Blurred City's first official black card revocation ceremony. As a person that has had their black card on probation since middle school, I can't be the one to oversee this. So, Meech, I will allow you to start the proceedings of one Clifton.
All right. So, as a member... And as a firm member of the black delegation, we have to we have one Clifton here to oversee the proceedings of his black card removal on the charge of one, trying to murder your fellow brethren, for two, for watching all the friends, for three, and this is probably your biggest sin, for voting for a certain political figure twice. You decided to embrace your MAGA. You embraced your inner hatred for your fellow black brethren, and the fact that you hired two other racially motivated individuals to your cause. The fact that you managed to get a whole game called the Blackening with the blackface, all dedicated to black trivia. Nah, you. Honestly, that was egregious, but also another big, probably actually even bigger than the all the other ones that you mentioned. As a member of the black delegation, this is undeniable. This is unforgivable. Reneging in spades. We cannot have it. Unfortunately, we cannot hear you out. We cannot hear any statements. We cannot hear any personal like defense, because you've already proclaimed yourself to be guilty. As a member of the black delegation, I give the verdict that your black card will be removed until further notice. You may be eligible for review in 30 years.
Yes, bring that here, boy.
Just give it.
And we will, as your punishment, you will also go back down to the well to serve those 30 years. Until the Blackening 2 drops. All right, so with that, you hate to do it, but it had to happen.
Unfortunately, I've had to remove many a black cards. This was probably one of the most egregious examples. As much as I hate to do it, I actually was kind of glad this time because we got rid of a pretty vile individual from our community.
Yeah, his behavior was nefarious. So with that, we are going to get into our sponsor for the day and then have the return of one of our most popular segments. Stay tuned. Our sponsor for the day is the Blackening Training Bootcamp. So you're black and you want to learn how to survive a horror movie? Take some time at the Blackening Training Bootcamp, where we have minorities learning to survive these different horror movies. So if you're a kid in a Friday the 13th movie, you can learn how to escape Jason and not box him on a roof. If you're in a horror movie with a killer animal, you can learn from LL Cool J and Deep Blue Sea, Ice Cube and Anaconda. If you have nightmares on Elm Street, you can learn from Roland and how to box, but not in the fourth one because he got his pockets ran. And then finally, if you're in a situation where you don't know who's the op, you can learn from the OG himself, Keith David, from The Thing. With that, we can go into our next segment.
All right. So this was a pretty fantastic time. This is a pretty, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. There's been something that's been missing this entire time.
I hear the sound again.
You know what time it is.
Let's get it.
Let's do this with the Black Air Force segment. All right, team, we are here. We're coming at you live with the Black Air Forces, and you think I'd give one for this movie, right? But there's just so many characters to choose from. I mean, but who better to join the Black Air Forces, to be at a table full of menaces than Clifton? See, here's the thing about Clifton, right? He may have lost his black card, all right? But you can't tell me that this man wasn't devious with the schemes this entire time. You can't tell me that this man was meticulous in planning out everything in order to murder all these black folk, to murder everybody in this movie. To think that he was just, that he even played the role of a victim to try to get our suspicions away from him. So, Clifton, as much as it pains me to say, you are not joining the Black Air Force table, boy! What'd you think this was? You ain't making it! You thought you were joining! That's crazy! You thought you was making it! Nah, fam! You was never gonna join this table, boy! Your black card has been revoked! That automatically causes you to lose your Black Air Force privileges. And in the actual place, Dwayne, come on down, my boy, cause you is locked in. You is a real one, okay? You are a brother in arms and color and everything. You said mess around and find out. You decided for yourself, you were able to shoot that one killer with that crossbow, and that was your first time with the crossbow. Crazy. You was locked in to close the door. You was locked in on a Molly. You saved your friends with vomiting, and you even beat on this dude. You fought Clifton, the fake participant of this Black Air Force segment. You more than earned your place, my guy. You locked in. You my boy. You deserved it. And the fact that you were able to do what nobody else could, and that was change clothes off screen, which is kind of crazy. I don't know how long it took you to change from your outfit to that new one, but go ahead, boy. I see you. Come get these forces, cause I know you have like a perfect fit for them.
Yeesh. I know you got some of our listeners with that because you definitely got me. I thought Clifton was getting an invite.
You thought? You knew I had to do it.
Perfect. Dwayne is definitely a worthy wearer. So with that, just a little bit fun for the listeners that know us for the long term, I want to do an inside joke that they would understand. I have a question for you. Would you rather watch The Flash 3 times in a row or
option
go
two.
To a or go to a furry convention for 12 hours and you have to dress as a My Little Brownie?
I'll take option two. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep,
I'll take option two any day of the week. I will not be watching that travesty. I would not be watching any of that nonsense. I can't do it. There's no part of my soul that will allow me to watch it. Internet Mikey, I'm joining with you, brother. Just because if I had to, I'd do that in a heartbeat. You didn't have to tell me like what option two was. I would have picked option two.
I'm shook. All right. So with that, we're going to get into our recommendations and plugs. What do you got for us?
Oh, man. Well, if you want to see just more Black greatness, right? Watch Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Absolute classic. Absolute banger of a movie. I think it's on Max. So you should be able to watch that, John. Also, Meet the Blacks, A Haunted Mansion. Just watch them. Watch Scary Movie 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because those two they're really the best ones. I ain't going to hold you. They the best of those movies. Anything by Marlon Wayans and Damon Wayans, just any of the Wayans, just know that you in for a great time. Just lock in, brothers and sisters. And if you want to watch a Black horror movie, Get Out, Us, Nope, Boom. There you go. Lock in.
All right. Then I'll also give you Tales from the Crypt. That one, legendary. Candyman, if you kind of still in that theme. And then one that I just saw, I didn't watch it yet, but People Under the Stairs, it seems very interesting. So I definitely want to give that a look as another one with a survivor. So just kind of moving forward, what you have to look for. We're going to take a break next week from the main podcast, but because we obviously like to overwork ourselves, we will still have our Secret Invasion weekly episodes. This is our test run to see if we're going to go Ahsoka. I'm not going to commit to it because one person is going to text you once they hear that, Meech. So just get ready.
Oh, why'd you have to say that on cam? No, so, edit it out. I can't. I'm already getting it as is from Secret Invasion.
Really?
Yes, she already came out. She already at me with Secret Invasion.
I'll edit it to save you then. So again, we're doing Secret Invasion weekly. So you can expect that either Monday or Tuesday. We haven't picked the date yet. By the time this episode drops, you'll kind of know how we're going to go about that. And then also on our Patreon, we have our deconstruction of Spider-Man One More Day, which was a tough week of recording last week because we had to record The Flash right after that. We are much better this week. Again, taking a break. We're coming back with our cartoon 101 and then cartoon draft. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Yes. And now on to the plugs. We have ourselves our Instagram and our Twitter at BlurredCity22. Come give us a like, come give us a follow. Hit that bell so you can be up to date on all our events, news, and points of views. And then we have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon at BlurredCityPod. That's where you donate a little cheddar and then bada bing, you get access to such episodes like the Spider-Man One More Day episode. So if you want to listen to how in the world we are going to fix that storyline, just donate like at least $1 and then boom, there you go. And then from there, we have us as a Discord linked in our Instagram page. That way, hey, join an amazing community. And then boom, you got yourself a nice booming community with more news and where you can post suggestions for our channel. And finally, our email, blurredcity22@gmail.com. That is where you can really just send in suggestions, send in mailbag questions for like any of our Q&A sessions. This is where you send out geek out, freak outs, random fan theories, and just everything under the sun. And then finally, for my personal page, I am the Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok. For however long we have TikTok, we don't know. Time could be ticking every day. Just like those people in the submarine, RIP. But
well, I was literally about to make a joke about that with TikTok.
See, and that is why I had to beat you to a clinch. We locked in. But yes, that's all I got. What you got, Lockie?
All right. For my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_Dash, METRI_DASH. For my Twitter, we got @TheMad-16. If you want to check out my book, Phantom Pain's The Most Regular Tale, that's available on Amazon. I am almost done with the edits, my first edits for the sequel. That should drop by the end of this year, early 2024. All right. And as usual, we can now actually leave you some real words of encouragement.
All right, brothers and sisters, listening in. Just know that if you ever put yourself in a dangerous situation, or if you ever are just in a situation in general, remember to lock in. Listen to your instincts, because we have evolved our instincts for survival reasons. If it's if it is going off and you feel something is off, that's because something is off. So lock in, listen to your gut instinct, get out of Dodge, and ensure that you survive. See another day, make good decisions. Do not spend $250,000 on a submarine. And that's all I got to encourage you all with. Make good decisions, listen to your instincts.
My words of encouragement are simple. Just like my brother said, lock in. And that's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.